There is a little cabin I often visit to study and write. It is miles off the main road and even farther away from the cares of the world. One night, during a recent visit, the power went out, as it often does. I lit a few candles and stepped outside. There was no moon that night, but the trillions of stars in the sea of the dark sky actually cast a shadow behind me as I walked. Realizing that just made my head swim. The combined light of each star, the light traveling millions of miles, was bright enough to light my path in the dark. And God's light is even brighter than that. But do you ever doubt the indwelling Spirit of God working in and through you? Well, this meditation from Philippians chapter 2 is a reflection on that shining. The infinite points of godly light within you shining out for the world to see. So let's begin by exploring that biblical truth in a time of quiet meditation. First, begin to close your eyes. Become aware of your breathing. Just settle deeper into where you are and surrender this time and this place to consider all God is doing in and through you. Allow this point in time to be one of awareness of the Father, present with the Son, and aligned with the Holy Spirit. Continue on in this time of mindfulness by listening and then responding to this passage from James chapter 1. And as I lead us, respond, Heavenly Father, let me know of your work in and through me. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. Every good thing is given and every perfect gift is from above. So Heavenly Father, let me know of your work in and through me. Every good thing comes down from the Father of lights, the Creator and the Sustainer of the heavens. And Heavenly Father, let me know of your work in and through me. Every good thing is from God, whom there is no variation, no rising or setting, or shadow cast by his turning, for he is perfect and never changes. So Heavenly Father, let me know of your work in and through me. For a moment longer now, rest in the divine presence, your body and soul postured to be alert to the working of God in and through you. With your eyes still closed, sit motionless as you make note of God at work in you right now. But do you ever find yourself feeling frustrated after working hard on a project, but unable to show any positive outcome? Be honest with your answer. He already knows. What about completing a task perfectly and receiving no recognition for the results? Note your emotions around that question, and you are safe here. So take note of your answer, but feel no judgment or condemnation. In John chapter 14, Jesus says to you that, "Truly, truly, I say that because you believe in me, I will also do the works that I do in and through you. And greater works than these will I do, because I'm going to the Father on your behalf." So how does this settled and absolute truth touch your heart? Center and accept this truth right now. Center also on your breathing, bringing attention to each breath. Notice these next ones. Each breath an assurance of God's continuing work. Don't try to count them. Just notice your breathing. Center on each breath as a reminder of God's continuing, ongoing work in your life. Staying mindful of God's persistent work can be hard, especially in the presence of doubt and earthly distractions. But stay focused on the present for as long as you can. Let any drifting thoughts bring you back to your breathing as you center on the presence of the Father, the Spirit, and the Son. Whispering, "Heavenly Father, let me know of your work in and through me." Allowing those words to become your centering prayer. Now continue as you listen to each of these three divine readings from Holy Scripture. In this passage, the Apostle Paul was encouraging the young church at Philippi to become and act more like Christ. So now let this same ancient message resonate for you based on Philippians chapter 2 verse 13 from the New King James Version. "Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure." What do you think you need to remember from this reading? Well, listen once more for any effect this inspired scripture passage has on your emotions. "For it is God who works in you both to will and to do his good pleasure." What is still lingering in your mind from the reading? And what is your testimony of God at work in your life, something most recent? Well, grant the Holy Spirit to use that thought to guide you into deeper contemplation for this next minute. Listen once more, but consider it now from a wider passage in the New Living Translation. Dear friends, you always followed my instructions when I was with you, but now that I am away, it is even more important. Work hard to show the results of your salvation, obeying God with deep reverence and fear. God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases Him. And this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What did you hear or feel after listening? And what has been the big outcome of a tiny thing God has done for you recently? Let that be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. Now move into a time of guided prayer as you listen to the passage again, but from the New International Version. Dear Heavenly Father, by your grace and strength, help me to continue to work out the gift of my salvation with fear and trembling, for it is you who works in me to will and to act in order to fulfill your good purpose. And for this I give you all thanks and glory. In the name of your Son, our Savior and my Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. So what do you want to hear from God in your own time of prayer? Are you aware of how He's working in you to advance His will and purpose? Well, perhaps take another minute now for this scripture passage and truth to become your prayer. Rest and enjoy God now in a moment of imaginative contemplation. And listen once more to the reminder that it is God who works in you to will and to act to fulfill His good purpose. Your false self often insists on doing all of the work. But have your imagination now allow your false self to step aside as your true self surrenders to God filling you, Christ in you, the Holy Spirit indwelling your spirit to fulfill His useful purpose. Let this minute be a time of contemplation as you lay your heart open for your true self to be filled by the holiness of His presence, to shine out the results of your salvation. rest here in closing, centered and mindful of how God is at work in you, everything He is doing in and through you. And be aware of someone, too, that you meet along the way that is pondering their own purpose, unaware of the mighty deeds of God within them. How might God use you to help another become aware of the divine? Well, ponder that as you receive this prayer of blessing to remember to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure. May you encounter the deeds of Christ, the course corrections from the Holy Spirit, and God's mighty miracles of long ago, now and always. And now, whether at the beginning or the close of your day, rest here for as long as you can, whispering, "Heavenly Father, let me know of your work in and through me," mindful of the mighty works of the Holy Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.